Let's go to Jude. Where's Gary Buckner? This
coming back from
Denver.
Oh, okay. I got a call yesterday from Mark. They're listening to the Bible studies and going over them with his group up there, with his family and others. And so they agreed with everything except that when I talked about that when Adam and Eve were in the garden, that the snake that tempted them was their own mind. And that when Christ was in the wilderness, there wasn't another being. It was his mind as Son of Man that was tempting him. And they couldn't accept that. And I said, look, this doesn't have anything to do with doctrine. That's just my view of it. And I want you all to understand that also. I'm not saying there wasn't a physical snake that was talking to them, or there was. In my opinion, it was their... there was the mind that was talking and tempting them to move away from dependence on God in the same way that your mind constantly keeps you from doing everything and anything except 100% dependence on God.
I'm glad you said that.
Why? Well, again, these kind of things they're not necessary for doctrine, and it's important that you understand that that's just my view of it. But if you can accept and know that your mind is the instead of Christ, you know that? So you don't believe your mind anymore, ever. Does everybody,
when's the last time you saw a snake in your room?
Huh?
When's the last time you saw a snake in your room? Are there any snakes here yet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's my point.
All right.
One just flew in.
The last thing we studied was verse 8, likewise these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. These are the ones that are turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. Jude 8. Now we go into this secret Zohar stuff. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, as opposed to a railing accusation, the Lord rebuke thee. Now, this is a biggie, and it's hard to understand, so let me try to get it to you. This is a story that's taken from a book that was not included in the canon as we know it, called The Assumption of Moses. And Michael, the archangel, Michael, his name means, it's a name of awe. Unfortunately, everybody named Michael doesn't see this, but it's... I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. His name means it's a statement of awe of who is like unto God, who is like unto our Lord. The idea that you always are standing in awe. So that's the name of the archangel. The archangel is just first in rank, and angel is angelos. So. But Satan opposed Michael for two reasons. over the body of Moses. And both of these reasons are rather interesting. He claimed to be the Lord of matter, of all matter, Satan. And he said, therefore, this body of Moses is legally mine. It's up to me to do with his body, the body of Moses, as I will. Now, this is the same thing that Satan told Christ. Remember when the temptation, when he took him up in a moment of time and showed him all the kingdoms of the world that have ever been and would ever be. And Satan said, all this has been delivered over to me, and whomsoever I will give it. What was Christ's response? Come on, Bible scholars.
Don't tempt the Lord your God.
Yeah.
Huh?
Worship the Lord your God only.
Well, let's go look at real quick. Don't all of you go, because it'll take us a half hour to get back there. Luke 4. Okay, read. Never mind. It's too hard for me to tell you where to read. The devil in verse 5, the devil taking him up into a high mountain. Okay, read 5 through 8.
5 through 8, okay. And the devil taking him up into a high mountain showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it.
Okay.
Yeah. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.
Now, stop a minute and think. The idea that at that moment in time and any other moment in time, Christ could have solved every problem in the world, cured every disease, got rid of all poverty, got rid of all hunger. He could have made everyone in the universe and all of his people healthy and rich and good looking and successful. Now, and all he had to do was worship Satan, but that's kind of, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, the Son of God isn't going to worship Satan. Unless you understand what the word worship means. All he had to do was give breath to that which was his right already. And by doing that, he would have left dependence on God and leaned on his own arm of understanding. And in doing so, from a spiritual standpoint, he would have been worshiping Satan. If he would have made judgments after his senses and looked at the world to solve all of its problems, to get rid of war and cruelty and evil forever, he could have done it with a snap of his fingers. He wouldn't be, oh, I worship you, Satan, I lay down before you. That would be. But he would have given importance to the world of matter as being an end in itself instead of it being a means to the end, and by doing so, he would have worshipped Satan. Did all of you understand that?
Yeah, it's like that little silly little example we talked about years ago about a butterfly trying to get out of a cocoon, and you think you're going to help it, and snip the cocoon so it can get out, and then it can't fly because the fluid wasn't forced through the wings. That's like an infinitesimal little example of this ultimate one, which was, I have a better idea. Jesus saying, I have a better idea than the Father. I can help hurry things up and fix things by removing the test, and therefore would have destroyed the entire creation.
Amen.
By helping, by doing something good.
By doing something good. And that's why the cross of God and the cross that we preach, it doesn't really pay much attention to the evil that you do. That's sort of Sunday school. That's just minor. The cross comes against all of your good. And until you understand that, you will never understand the cross of Christ. And you will always be deceived in your dealings with people. Now,
it makes sense, because he said that you shall worship the Lord thy God only. So that was the temptation there, was for him to
look and give breath to the world. By giving breath to the world, he would have given breath to Satan, because the world and all that's in it is Satan's realm.
And he really would have been saying, I know better than the Father.
So Satan opposed Michael for two reasons. He claimed to be Lord of matter, and therefore the body was his. And the response was, yes, but Moses is a type of Christ, and therefore the body is the Lord's. So he was successful in that, remember, because Moses was revealed with Elijah on the Mount of Transfiguration to reveal the law and the prophets, testify only of Christ. They spake only of his death, which was for to come in Jerusalem. The second reason was, he brought the charge of murder against Moses because he murdered the Egyptian guard. And Michael's answer was, yes, but the blood of the Son has covered him. Now, those are the most extreme examples. Now listen to what he said. When he said, the Lord rebuke thee, the word rebuke is not condemning or saying you're going to hell. That would be kind of silly, wouldn't it? It was the Lord correct thee. Now let's go back to Jude. Does everybody understand the importance of this? I hope you do. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, did not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord correct thee.
What does that mean? He didn't bring against him a railing accusation.
He didn't say, you're the personification of evil, you have, by the word of God, I condemn you and throw you into the chains of darkness and blah, 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 blah. For all those evil Muslims are all going to hell to judge down. Or like Tilton. Hundreds of thousands of people are crying out in hell today. Well, that's what Tilton's attorney said. Because these people, Trinity, has stopped him from preaching the gospel.
He didn't really expect people to believe it.
He dares not bring railing accusations, but simply said, the Lord correct thee. Now this was against the ultimate evil, for if not the one of the at least the penultimate good, the protection of the law as represented in Moses.
In this situation, you got the chief of the angels and the chief of the fallen angels, like equal beings, and he did not elevate himself.
That's right. Do you understand what that means to you in terms of judging another down? What, Mr. Boatholt? What do you? What? Any response?
No, it's a big deal. It's huge. I hear you clearly.
Is everybody else here?
It's like saying that he wasn't working for Michael anyway. He was working for God, and God's the one that needed to correct him about this thing. But, you know, I'm down here to do this thing. I'm going to get this body.
But he wasn't even self-righteous about it.
Yeah.
He didn't, I rebuke you, you demon of cancer. When the hell did that come from? I just heard that this morning on religious television.
He's claiming the authority of the prison warden.
I heard that a lot.
I rebuke you, you demon of phlegm.
Yeah.
That was especially for Rutledge's sake. I can hear him still in my room at night coughing up his phlegm.
It's funny, he says the same thing about you.
I know.
Are you going to do any railing accusations?
I don't know what they do.
I think that that's the right thing to do.
Well, again, remember, we've gone as a progression here. These filthy dreamers, remember the dreamers? Mm-hmm. It doesn't filthy in the word. Dreamers just those with ideas. They defile this flesh. You know, it's those words are so important. They sully or contaminate the person. They despise or make null the dominion, the kurios, the divine majesty of God, because they blaspheme dignities.
And that's why the story about Michael,
amen,
is an example of this is the real way to do that kind of stuff. So.
What are dignities?
What are dignities? I'm glad you know. It's even if dignities are even more than that. The word for dignities is doxa, which means the glory of God. The splendor and glory of God. Dominions are kuriotes, divine majesty. In other words, when Jesus said it was finished, then everything was in divine order. Everything. Even your stupid little judgments are wrong. Even your little ideas and opinions about other people are wrong. If Michael, the archangel, did not bring railing accusations against Satan, then how can you bring the railing accusations in your mind, even if they're not stated? Oh, I'm not bringing railing accusations. I'm not judging. I'm just a fruit inspector. You ever hear that one?
So when you said correct instead of rebuke, this is a picture of how hot the fire of mercy is.
Oh man, that's so great. Yeah.
And but I'll send someone to hell for not signaling in traffic.
Well, can you imagine? If you look in the dictionary for a picture of railing accusations. There's a picture of Harry when he is on his when he is huffy. Have everybody seen Harry Huffy?
Wait about 2 minutes.
Everybody seen Harry Huffy? Raise your hands.
It's coming.
did not dare to bring railing accusations against Satan himself. That said the Lord correctly. The power of God is manifested in meekness, weakness. The lowest seat. This is big stuff. The Holy Spirit, Jesus said of the Holy Spirit, when He has come, He will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and in judgment. of sin because of all the mistakes you make. No, he didn't say that. He said of sin because you believe not on me. You rely 100% not on me. Of righteousness because I go to the Father. The ultimate definition of righteousness. And of judgment because the prince of the world has already been judged. So how can I judge some other person down? And here the story, it elevates it to a, as Harry said, the prince of the power of the air, the fallen angel, to the head, the archangel, disputing about the body of the most esteemed person in Judaism, did not dare to bring railing accusations, but simply said, "The Lord correct thee." This is huge if you can apprehend it, or if it apprehends you. It may cure Harry. But Harry does what you all do. He just does it openly so we can all see what you look like.
Thank you.
Yeah, you should thank him.
It's not easy.
It's not easy being Harry. It's a tough cross to bear.
A lesser man would crumble.
Except, you know what I was just thinking? Ronnie could have probably done it better.
What's
that? Rare his cross.
Yeah.
He's my hero. Ronnie's my hero.
I've been doing it for years.
Not one man in 10,000 can do that.
All right. But these speak evil of those things which they know not. But what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those they corrupt themselves. That's what we'll look at tomorrow.
Or Monday.
Or Monday.
This sort of goes along with our talking earlier about authority and that kind of stuff. It's all tied together. Everything's all tied together.
Amen.
Hey.
So that was our secret Zohar stuff for the day.
You know, when you mentioned this, when you mentioned Christ on the cross saying it's finished, it made me think of God on the eighth day saying it's finished and resting, and Christ on the cross saying it's finished. It made me think of, like the ultimate great painter finishing a creation, stepping back and going, "It's finished," and then I walk into the room and go, "Oh, that should be green or that should be blue."
Yeah.
It's just preposterous.
That line over there should be straight. Did everybody ever hear of the Harry angle, by the way? There's a famous Harry angle on the property here. I'll talk about that on Monday.
I can see I should never miss morning. The morning after I wasn't here.
But it's almost impossible not to, with my own power, naturally, it's impossible for me not to do that. But it's just never. It's funny because I've been to a couple places and where I'm living, and God, that just never talked. That's just never spoken of. What we're talking about, and it's really just hit me like it's just wow. I need to be reminded of that so much.
It hit me too.
You just hear all this other dressed up stuff,
My sheep hear my voice; another they will not follow. So you don't have to worry about it. If you're of Him, you will hear. If you're not of Him, you can try for the rest of your life and you won't hear.
And one more thing. They don't want, when you used to say the gospel's not good news, it's bad news, this is bad news for man,
So it's a cross.
Right. Well, which is the process?
Did you know that in the I'm still thinking. But did you see the what they did in the CBS thing when I was interviewed for The Passion? An evening?
Yeah.
They took the different quote. Yeah. They left everything else the same?
Yeah.
That was pretty weird.
They took what quote?
The CBS News interviewed me about The Passion. You can see it down at the office. But anyway, I this guy, gal that I met over the phone, who is the public relations agent, or the public has the PR contract for the movie. Her name is Holly McClure. She was interviewed last night on Behind the Scenes with Paul Jr. And she said something I had never heard before, that the when they show the nails being pounded into the hands of Christ on the cross, it's Mel Gibson's hands that is nailing.
That's his left hand. He made a point of that.
But the idea is that because he wanted to cement in his mind and everybody's mind that he was the one that nailed Jesus to the cross.
Yeah, he talked about that with
Diane. That's pretty powerful. So the only time any of this is going to make any sense to you is if you see that your thoughts are the thorns that are being pounded into his head. Every time you think you have to go someplace, or you're pounding the nail into his feet. Every time you think you have to do something, you're pounding the nails into his hand. It's finished. Your warfare is over. Be at rest. Be in only dependence on Him. Cast down the imaginations and all these high places that are exalting themselves against the knowledge of God. And bring into captivity every single thought to the obedience of Christ. Because there is no thought that you can have that can stand against. It is finished. And then therein rest. Because He is your life. Amen?
Amen.
Please write the last word about that. Because I can quote Luther.
That'd be cool.
I think I'll do that. I'll put it on the oven and give it to you to fix. Anybody else?
Why did Mel Gibson use his left hand?
The evil inclination is attributed to the left hand, that which is in all of us. The evil counselor.
Are you left handed?
But I'm right handed.
Yeah.
That means that's just another example that you're the good one. And another example that Harry is a bad one. I mean, he's left-handed.
Yeah.
You're right-handed.
I've seen the evil coming out of that.
You've seen it.